with a presentation on, I will try to pronounce it, Sucre LA. Yes, please welcome Jan with his talk.
Test, test, test. All right. Thank you for coming. So I'm going to present Sucre LA, which is an open source USB 3 logic analyzer. So I'm going to present myself, present the project, why is the project, what are the specifications, what I did so far, and what next. So I'm Yann Sionneau, I'm a French guy from Grenoble, and I'm a kernel and hypervisor engineer at Vates, which is a French company making a hypervisor completely open source based on Xen, called the XCPNG. Thanks. I'm cheating a bit at the timing. Okay, but this talk is not related to the Vates company. It's just my own project. So Sucre LA, I've just said, it's a logic analyzer. But what is a logic analyzer? So this slide is just to explain that. So this is the usual setup. So a logic analyzer is the thingy on the left. So it's a device that you connect on one end to your PC. And on the other end, you've got probes, probe wires, usually with colors, that you plug on another device. And the goal is to analyze what's going on in the other device. So usually, you spin up a software on your PC, and you will be able to display what's going on the wires that you are probing, kind of like an oscilloscope, but for digital signals. So this is a tool for usually low-level embedded developers to kind of debug when they are bringing up new hardware or debugging new hardware or software drivers, for instance. So as I said, it's a USB 3 device, Sucre LA. It's FPGA-based. That's a kind of chip. And it is open source, but we are going back on this topic in the presentation. So how is it pronounced? Sucre LA. So it's just a bad play on words. So it is related to the company that is making a commercial logic analyzer called Salier. Yeah. So it's just a French play on words. Don't worry about this. So what's the goal of the project? It is to make a reasonably fast, reasonably cheap, an open source logic analyzer. So most open source logic analyzers today are usually kind of cheap, which is good, but they are also usually slow in the use case that I like to use, which is real-time streaming. You've got usually two ways of using logic analyzers. Either the analyzer is going to sample the signals and buffer them on the device in some kind of memory. So it can sample really fast and buffer in the memory, but quickly the memory is full, and then it has to stop sampling and send the data to the PC. In this configuration, the problem is that you really can sample for a small period. So you can't capture for a long time. So if you want to debug something that takes time to happen, you can't do it, or you can't do it easily. So the streaming mode, it's like the device is sampling the data and sending them over to the PC at the same time, and it's able to do it for a long period of times. Basically, it could just do it forever if it would just fill your computer RAM. So that's the, in my opinion, that's the use case that's the best to debug stuff. And when you're using USB 2.0, you can't have high sample rate for real-time streaming. So that's a problem I'm wanting to solve using USB 3. So now let's focus on USB 3 solutions. So I'm making a completely unfair comparison matrix table. So the Salier, which is a big commercial logic analyzer, it looks bad because there is all red, but to be fair, it is a really good device. So it is pretty expensive. It's really like $1,500 solution. It is closed source, but it's really a good device. There is the Scipid solution, which just came out recently. It is extremely cheap, $69, but it's still kind of closed source as well. There is also the DreamSource Lab solution, which is a bit in the middle in terms of pricing, but it's still closed source. And SucreLA, which is what I'm trying to achieve, so this is completely unfair comparison. Everything is green, obviously, for my solution. And the goal is to be kind of to have kind of the same performances, but be as open as possible. And for the price, I don't know, we'll see. And to not be too expensive, obviously. So yeah, there are also already interesting projects about USB 3 logic analyzer. There is the FX3LAFW project, which is an open source firmware for Cypress FX3 chips that you can use on your computer using a SIGGRAPH or PulseView. It does exist, but there is no open source board, open source hardware for it yet. It only supports the Cypress development kit, which is kind of cheap, so it's good, but it's not per se open source. So you can check it out if you want. So just to summarize, what is this project? You've got fast devices already, but they are closed source. And the open source ones usually are cheap and slow. So let's try to change that. So let's be more precise. Open source, what does it mean here on this project? So it is a hardware project, so you have a printed circuit board. So the idea is that the hardware should be open source. What does it mean? It means that the design files are open. They are on the Git repository, as well as the production files, so that anybody could just take the file, open them, modify them, learn from them, and also just take them, not modify them, and send them to production and get the device. The PC software to control the device is open source. I'm just using the SIGGRAPH project and the PulseView project, which already exist and support many logic analyzers. And it is open source. There is the firmware, because there is firmware running on the device. So there are mainly two chips on my project. There is a microcontroller, which is running a firmware. So the firmware is a custom one. It is also on the Git repository. And there is a second chip, which is an FPGA. It behaves differently than a microcontroller, as it doesn't run per se a firmware, but it is configured to behave like some kind of chip. And so the HDL sources, the description of the hardware and the FPGA is also open source. It is based on the Midgen. It is written in the Midgen language, and I'm using the LiteX environment, which is a well-known open source environment to make system on chips on FPGA. And also the tools. Tools are pretty important, because you could have open source code for your FPGA, but if you need to program your FPGA, if you need a closed source tools, that's not good. So I've chosen the FPGA so that you could use the open source tool from cover to cover. So I'm using only Kaika, GCC, NextPNR, Yosys, and you don't have to use any proprietary tool. So, and the licenses. So I'm using CERN open source hardware license, the weak copyleft one for the printed circuit board, for all the remaining part, LGPL. So it should be fast, so as I said, USB 3, so you could have like 400 mega samples per second on some probes to be comparable with the other solutions. And as I said, one of the big features I like is real-time streaming on the logic analyzer. So I'm focusing on real-time streaming. There is no buffer on the device, and I'm just doing real-time streaming. And one of the idea I have in mind is to be extensible. So because I'm pretty sure that I'm trying to do something, I will reach some point with some features, but the idea is that someone should be able to improve upon it, to take the project, say, oh, he did it like this, but we can do better, we can modify, etc. So the idea, I'm using the FPGA because it's really modular, you can modify it, easily add elements in the pipeline to do, I don't know, some computing, run length encoding, or filtering, or whatever you want. I'm using a language that is easy to read and to learn, and it's easy to modify because it's a Python-based language to describe the FPGA hardware, so it's easy to read. And I'm reusing already known components, so I'm not reinventing the wheel. So that it's a known ecosystem. Thank you. So I'm using LiteX. And the architecture is as simple as possible. So what has been done so far? So the first prototype is this kind of mess. So it's basically just two already existing boards. On the left, you've got an FPGA development board, which is a nice one. It's the Orange Crab. And on the right, it's a Hydra USB 3 board. It's a board featuring the microcontroller I'm using. And it is here just to provide USB 3 connection. So I'm just wiring together those two boards, and that is the first prototype. Second prototype, the idea was just to replace the Orange Crab, so the FPGA part, and to reuse the blue board, the USB 3 board, so that I'm not tackling all the problems at the same time. So I designed the board, the FPGA board, the green one, so that you can plug it underneath the USB 3 board. So that's the second prototype that allowed to just get rid of the messy wiring. And I've just received the printed circuit board for the third prototype, and the bring up has barely started. And so the idea of the third prototype is to have everything on one single board. So you've got the microcontroller on the middle and the FPGA right next to it, and there is just one board. So this is a 3D rendering. Let me just explain basically how things work. So you've got the connectors on the right. That's where you plug the sampling wire, the probes. So the data is coming from the right. It's entering the board. It's going through divider and ESD protection. Then it's entering the FPGA, which is sampling the data. It goes down a pipeline, which I will describe inside the FPGA. Then the FPGA is sending the data to the microcontroller using HSPI. And the role of the microcontroller is just to send the data over USB 3 to the computer. That's basically it. You've got the bottom of the board. And that's a picture of the actual board assembled. So that's the real thingy. It was nice to work on assembling it with Doc, who's in the room. also there is the software part on your computer. When you plug the logic analyzer, you need to be able to use it. So I'm using PulseView and Sigrok, so the support is already developed and it's already working. So this is a screenshot of PulseView capturing a serial data using the device at 128 megasamples per second, and it's showing debug text. So that's the computer host part. So let's focus a bit on the FPGA pipeline. It's quite simple. So this time data is coming from the left. You've got the probe inputs. There is an oversampler to just either sample data normally or via DDR, so twice per or four per clock cycle. There is a hardware trigger mechanism. There is a subsampler because maybe you want to drop samples. You don't want to. You have no use of sampling at 100 megahertz, maybe you just need to downsample. And then there is a packet buffer and the HSPI transmitter to transmit to the microcontroller. And now let's talk about the microcontroller firmware. Its goal is really simple. It's just to get data from the FPGA, send it over to the PC via USB 3, and it also acts as a bridge between the host PC and the FPGA to send a register reads and write from the host PC to be able to start a capture, stop a capture, configure a capture, etc. And also, it is there to program the FPGA from the USB stream from the PC and to have serial debugger logs. This is a scheme, a diagram of the whole situation. So the FPGA on the right, the microcontroller on the left. So you see the probes on the right. It goes down the pipeline in the FPGA, then it goes to HSPI on the MCU, then USB 3 to the PC, and the UART link to configure the FPGA SoC. And so you see the a diagram of the SoC. So what's next? Bring up of the new board, improve the driver, the documentation, bring up new features, make HSPI go faster, program the FPGA over USB, maybe render encoding, Lipscope HAL, lots of stuff to do. Thank you. Here is the link to the Git repository.